From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Steve Dawson. The Columbia Alliance to Combat Homelessness, or CATCH, proposed its plans for a 24-hour homeless drop-in shelter to members of the North Central and North Village Neighborhood Associations Tuesday night. KBIA's Jeremy Schmetterer attended the meeting to learn about community concerns.
CATCH proposed to build a 50-person capacity shelter on a 21,400-square-foot lot off North 8th Street. Columbia's current shelter program, Room at the Inn, provides housing for homeless people between December and February and is constantly relocating among churches. CATCH board member and Broadway Christian Church pastor Tim Carson says the proposed year-round shelter would provide consistency during heat and the cold. However, many residents of the neighborhoods surrounding the proposed location expressed concern about the shelter's impact on their community.
They're having difficulties in their neighborhood already, and they're highly frustrated by some of the establishments that they're close to, already experiencing problems with, you know, drugs, alcohol, vagrancy.
City Council is set to vote at its next meeting on October 19th to determine whether or not it will fund $44,634 to begin engineering and architectural design for the shelter. Jeremy Schmetterer, KBIA News.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture awarded a grant to help low-income families access affordable, healthful food in Boone County. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
About $150,000 was granted to better connect families in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to fresh food at the farmer's market. Kenneth Pigg is with Sustainable Farms and Communities in Columbia. He says the grant will be used to reach out to people enrolled in or eligible for SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, to tell them their benefits extend to the farmers market. Part of the plan is setting up a Wi-Fi hotspot.
So that those that are shopping at the market can tell their story to their peers and perhaps persuade them that this is not, as it's perceived to be, an expensive place to shop.
Pig says they've set a goal of tripling the amount of people using SNAP benefits at the market while helping markets in Centralia and Ashland, too. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
A Missouri program intended to promote and improve the health of Missourians with serious mental illness is being recognized with a national award this week. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk reports.
Missouri's Health Home program, which provides combined mental health services and physical health services for people with severe mental illnesses on Medicaid, will be receiving the Gold Award for community-based services. This is one of four awards given annually to mental health programs throughout the country by the American Psychiatric Association. Mark Stringer is the director of the Missouri Department of Mental Health, one of the collaborators on the Health Home program.
You know, we found the program, frankly, you know, rewarding even before this award because of the outcomes that we were receiving and the confidence we had in those outcomes. We were saving lives, and we are saving lives, and we're saving dollars. So we were very proud of that already, but this is just sort of icing on the cake for us.
The Missouri Health Home program has been underway since the beginning of 2012 and is currently serving 20,000 Missourians. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.
The battle continues between taxicab regulators in the St. Louis region and rideshare program Uber. The St. Louis Metropolitan Taxicab Commission filed a new lawsuit that seeks to stop operation of the ride-hailing company. The lawsuit filed Monday alleges that Uber violates Missouri law by allowing unlicensed and improperly vetted drivers. The commission is also asking a St. Louis County judge to issue a temporary restraining order that would prohibit Uber from operating in St. Louis and St. Louis County. A hearing on the restraining order request is Tuesday in St. Louis County Circuit Court. Uber is no stranger to lawsuits. As Reuters reports, Uber has been involved in at least 173 lawsuits since October 2012. Uber's general manager for St. Louis, Sagar Shah, says the Taxicab Commission is trying to stifle competition and deny riders the transportation choices offered in other cities. Boone County authorities have requested more money to deal with the expenses of processing an increasing number of requests for concealed carry permits. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports applications for new concealed carry weapon permits in Boone County are on pace to top previous highs. So far in 2015, there have been 1,063 applications for concealed weapon permit renewals in Boone County, surpassing the previous high of 1,035 applications processed in 2014. The Boone County Sheriff's Department on Monday sought a budget amendment to add $108,000 to the revolving fund the department uses to account for additional revenue and expenses related to administering the concealed carry permit applications. Steve Dawson, KBIA News, Columbia.